we began the name of Ahavis Yisrael, the Nisra of Ahavis Yisrael, in the Derech Mitzvah of the Tzemach Tzedek Tzusi Yaleinu, which is a limud, which contains not only the inyan of Ahavis Yisrael, but Ahavis Yisrael as the Pesach, as the Knesa, Tamuna Bashem, Dreikus Bashem, and as Hillel said to the prospective Ger, Kol Tarkula, all of Yiddishkeit. The Seder Halimud of the Mitzvah, as I said last week, is we're going to go through it quickly, very quickly, just to translate a little bit to understand the simple chat. And then Bez Hashem, over the next few weeks, hopefully we'll be able to continue. I don't see why we shouldn't be able to go through this time of the year. If everybody's here, Hashem should continue. And to learn it more bi'iyun, to learn the mitzvah more, to learn the tzamasek more bi'iyun. So we're on, I have the old tzamasek on page 56, but we're on the second side, or the first page. I might have focused that as a shorter one for you. I think maybe you have it, I'm not sure. After it says, L'chein nema b'ni b'chari k'maya ben shu tipa mimoa cha'av. The questions we were talking about, of course, is how is it possible that one can actually love another Jew k'may chamamish, which al pi chassidus is k'may chamamish. The same way that the love of oneself is unconditional, it has nothing to do with one's milas or chisoinus, it's nahava pnimis, nahava atzmis. So too, it's possible, not only possible, but we are commanded to love each and every Jew, kamay chamamish. How is that possible? So we were learning last week at the end, we were learning how the Tzemach Tzedek's Torah is based upon the teaching of the Ari HaKadosh, the side of Klal Yisrael, of all of Knesset Yisrael, being a guf echad, nishmas adam harish. Each and every individual Jew is an aver, is a limb, an organ, a molecule, a cell of that mitzias of adam harish, of nishmas adam harish, of the guf echad of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe continues, Ach amnam la'acha she'nishalka nishmas adam rishon l'sharoshim rabim v'kol echad nechlak le'anofim l'nitzoytzes rabbeis v'gufais miyuchadais. After nishmas adam rishon was divided and there came into the world over the years separate neshamas, separate Jews, that can be compared to Eivorim, once the limbs of the body have chalila, or the limbs have been separated from the rest of the body, have been amputated, then if the foot is hit, it doesn't affect, it doesn't hurt the hand at all. When the body is whole, when everything is connected, then even if there's something in the little toe, it can cause all the way on top a terrible headache. Because of that interconnection, because of the hiskalulus of all of the limbs and organs of the body. But when there's a separation, which is the inyan of galus, but when we're living in a state of separation, of detachment, of amputation, of dismemberment, and the gufim are separated one from the other, it's like the avarim of the body that are separated. In that state of dismemberment, the foot and the hand are completely detached. So if something happens to this foot, it doesn't affect the hand. It has no bearing upon the existence of the hand. That's the union of galus. Omnam hapirud hazehu rak mitzad haguf. However, if this were to define the existence of Klal Yisrael be'etzem, it would be impossible for us to be mekayim the mitzvah of ahav l'recha kamaricha mamish. It would be impossible. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains that this period, this state of dismemberment, is only mitzad the guf. Of course, it's only mitzad the body. That physically, after Adam Harishon, physically, they began to emerge in creation many, many thousands, over time, millions of separate Jews. But that separation is mitzad the guf. Aval ha-nefesh lo nifrada be'emes. But the nefesh lo nifrada be'emes has not been separated. The souls of Am Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael, they were all klulois in that mitzias of Adam HaRishon. Those souls haven't been separated or divided. The kulam mas'imais. And all of them fit together. The hand has veins and arteries and so on that continue on to the foot. And now, as I said last week, especially since we know more, a little bit more about the body, with the DNA and the RNA and so on, the interconnectedness of the entire body, from an eyelash they could already see the whole claim of that person, who that person, what the whole mitzvah of that person was, because that entire person is in every single cell of the person. The Chiyot said, v'yesh lo ke'ev otzim v'ruch niyusa, mi'ke'ev ahayin, canal. Therefore, because of the connection, again, using the muscle that the Tzemach Tzedek continues to use of the body, that because of the connection between all of the limbs and organs of the body, one part of the body is injured and the other can experience terrible pain. So the foot can hurt, and the eye can hurt. The eye can hurt from the foot. The foot can hurt from the eye. In Alba Moshul, Lachin Oma Harizal. Therefore, the Ari HaKadosh used to say, Kol Prate Haviduyim. And Reb Chaim Vital was in the spoil. How could it be that his Rebbe was saying the Al-Chait for this, and Al-Chait for that, and the Shamnu, and the Begadnu, and the Gazalnu, when the Ari HaKadosh was a Malach Hashem Savokos? He was certainly not even B'dach Remez. Was he over in any of these Averis? And yet the Ari HaKadosh would say, Kol Prote HaViduyim. He would say all of the individual Viduyim, all of the Viduyim, and he would confess the sins, and he would cry, Yasham the Bogad the Gazan, and I'll hate you a ton over this, and I'll hate you a ton over that. Why? Lachin Oma Ariz, I'll call Prote Aviduim, Shechet, Shechotah Echad mi Yisrael. So you ka'av oisai ever, Shabay Mushreshes Nefesh oisai Yisrael. Omegia ka'av gamla ever ha'elyon. Shemushrosh Nefesh Ha'ariza. As the Tanya explains, the tzaddikim are the minds of Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael, from the head all the way to the little foot, now the last generation before Mashiach, is the Ekev, Ikvus of the Mashiach. And you know that the mind in particular is exceptionally sensitive to anything that happens in the rest of the body. So the person has a problem with his eyes, he has a terrible headache. A person has something wrong with the person's foot and it's throbbing with pain. It begins to hurt the head. Kalani Miroishi. So since the Ari HaKadosh, the soul of Ari HaKadosh is mushrash in the head of Adam HaRishon. Its shayrish is in the mind of Adam HaRishon. It comes from the highest place in Adam HaRishon. Therefore, The tzaddik feels, especially the tzaddik who has neshama klolos, the tzaddik who comes from that part of Adam HaRishon, that part of Adam HaRishon, the mind is that which feels more pain and feels all of the pain of the entire organism. So the Ari HaKadosh was saying vidui, not because he chas v'shalom committed any of these sins. But the Ari HaKadosh is saying vidui because the Ari HaKadosh the sherish of the soul of the Ari is on the mind of other Marish. And therefore, any Jew that's in pain, when there's a Jew who's suffering from Chil Shabbos, there's a Jew who's suffering from Ben Arm Chaveir, there's a Jew suffering from whatever the Indian is in Gilei Rai, it's Choshem Mishpah, whatever it is. So the tzaddik feels that pain. And many, many, many of the stories of the tzaddikim are about how the tzaddik feels the pain of what's missing in the life of this Jew or that Jew, which he doesn't see with his eyes. Jews that the tzaddik can't see with his eyes, with his physical eyes. And yet he feels the pain of what's missing in all the evarim, and all of the limbs of Am Yisrael. Again, we'll talk much more about the Midah, the Inyan of Chachma, and the Moach of the Father, and how it contains within it all of the Ramach Evarim of the children. So Tzemach Tzedek says, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to love each and every Jew. Since every Jew who ever lived has within him all Nishma Yisrael, all other souls of all Jews. Kanal min ha'evarim, as we learn the mashal of the physical body and how all of the limbs and organs are connected through the veins, the arteries, and so on. Im kein bo yezulaso gam kein. Therefore, the Torah can say, "V'yahaf l'racha kamoicha," you should love the other person kamoicha, as yourself, because be'etzem, each person is also kamocha. Every other person is you, and you are every other person. It's not a nice thing, a nice idea, that people are connected, Jews are connected one to the other. It's the mitzias. This is our mitzias. And therefore, in Ken Yeshba Zulasa Gam Ken Vieha Zulasa Kamayu. Therefore, he's able to love, and he's commanded to love the other one as he loves himself. And his soul is also kolul, is nichlal, is bound to the soul of every other Jew. Kanal bekisher ha'evarim, as we learned in the mashal of the limbs. Therefore, al pidari, before we begin davening in the morning, before we say matayru, each person is makabel upon himself the mitzvahs I say, shall v'rahaf l'racha kamoicha. And the Tzemach Tzedek asked, and we were wondering, what does that have to do with davening? What does that have to do with davening? What's the inyan of v'rahaf l'racha kamoicha have to do with davening? So gam kishitzarach l'kabel of mitzvahs u'kaidim hatfila. But that's why we makabel this mitzvah before davening, we accept it upon ourselves. The tachlis is that each and every one of us is able to be misdabik b'Hashem. We're not going to go into what it means, mayim nukvim, the feminine waters, but each and every one of us will be able to be misoyrer, to come to that place in kriyishma, to be dovuk b'Hashem, to be nichlal in Hashem, to, as a drop enters back into the ocean, for each and every one of us to enter back into that mitzias of the infinite one of the Bari Arlo. The EF Shalias Aliyazu, the Tzemach Tzedek explains, it's impossible. EF Shalias Aliyazu, it's impossible for that particular Jew to have that Aliyah, to be dovuk to Hashem, who is everything, who is Ein Sof, who is all. Elim Kein Tia Shlema Ubriya, unless his particular neshama is healthy and is whole. Dain shetia klula mikol ha-neshamas. And in order for a Jewish neshama to be healthy and whole, it means it's connected to all other neshamas. It hasn't separated itself from the other neshamas through hatred. It hasn't separated itself from the other neshamas. Shukamaya ever, like the limb, when is the aver, when is that limb, when is it healthy, when all of the veins are working properly, and all of the veins in that limb, in that organ, are connected to the rest of the body, and particularly to the brain. Only then can one lift oneself up and come before Hashem, which is davening, and come before Hashem Chachmasa Yisbarach, that mid of Chachmas Hashem, which we'll talk more about, Shehi Akalelus Kol HaNishamis, because all of Nishmas Yisrael are included Kivyochel in Hashem. And in Hashem it's Kulan Ke'echad Mamish. Kulan Ke'echad Mamish. Shalafish Anisham Yesh Babes Kalos Gam Ken Mikulon. Since the neshama of each individual Jew, Yesh Babes Kalos Gam Ken Mikulon, includes all other neshamas, Yechayli Hilal as Bar HaKlali, that neshama of that particular person in his guf, is able to rise, is able to ascend in that general inclusive light, Shumikara and Vishorishan, which is the makar, the source, and the shorish of that neshama, before it descended into that separate guf, that separate body. Viskalu zois, and this is kalus, hu kishaha odam marabat, some of the gufa came, sha'ohev re'ehu, it's only when a Jew shows. When he's able to live this way, lemaisa, not just spiritually, but in terms of how he behaves towards other Jews, he shows, he demonstrates, she'ohev re'ehu, that he loves each and every Jew. Ke'evorim haklulim zemizeh, kamocha mamish, like the evorim of his own body. V'sheli shalach. And that everything that I have is yours, and whatever I am is also for you. Ki atzmo b'sarahu, atzmo b'sarahu, because the other Jew is atzmai u'b'sarahu. It's him mamish. Mashen ken kishesayin echad mi lechad mi Yisrael b'libai. But if God forbid, a Jew hates another Jew b'libo in his heart, and he behaves in such a way. Then he's pushing away, he's driving away that chelik of what? Of himself, which includes the other. He's pushing this away. And he's driving it away with this hatred. The result of it is there's a pagam and a chisaron in his own nefesh. He's torn himself apart. He's dismembered himself. He's amputated a part of himself. And that other person who is part of himself is now missing. And the result is that the person is a balmum. Damaged and broken. Kibem is called Aver Prati. Since every individual Aver is all included, is kolul mitayag, from the Ramach and the Shasa, since the limbs and the organs correspond to the 613 mitzvahs. And these are the neshamas of Yisrael. Again, we'll talk more about this, was the Shishamibo and the 613. We're just going very quickly now. Vayinim is kolul zulos above, that all the other neshamas are included in him. Vayidei hasina, and through this hatred, Humafrid mimenu oisei chelak aprati, he is separating from himself this particular individual chelak of that person who, God forbid, he hates. Vaz ein yochel alas the rotzen lefnesha, ein yochel alas the rotzen lefnesha. Then his neshama can't appear in such an imperfect way, with missing limbs and organs, in that state of dismemberment. His neshama cannot come before the Infinite One, who includes all neshamas, and who welcomes into his royal chamber the one who is whole. And Yochalal is the Ratzal of Hashem, who could receive Ashiyah by Mum, the Yikur Lahakrif. That which is blemished cannot approach Hashem, cannot be sacrificed, cannot be brought on the Mizbeah, cannot come near Hashem. Sha'ur Ein Sayyid Baruch Hu HaKarlo Kulam, since the infinite light of God that includes within it the ocean that has in it every drop of water, the light that includes all of the neshamas, lo yizbelanu, will not tolerate this person who hates, and as a result of the hatred has broken himself into separate pieces. Because he's cut off a part of himself. Because the Ur Ein Sof, the infinite light of God, includes everything. The Dilem Even. Therefore, we find that there are a number of leisaseis, of lavim, of negative commandments, of prohibitions regarding bringing sacrifices on the Mizbeach that are balimum, that are damaged, that are missing limbs, and so on. Hein v'kahanim, not only that, but the Kohen himself can't be a balimum. That the Kohen himself can't be a balimum. Commercial culture of Parshas Amr that we just learned. This Narvinu Gam came to Mitzvah Zesil HaKriv Kol Karban Tom. And we're commanded in the positive commandment to bring every carbon that it should be a carbon Tom, that it should be perfect and whole. Kedechsev Tomim Yiyel Eratzen. Only when it's Tomim is it Eratzen. Ois Beis. Vafal Pishin is Bar Hetiv Tuv Tam LeMitzvah Zu. Even though we've already explained in a very clear way this mitzvah, there is another wondrous explanation, which is of course connected to what he just said. And how a person, when he's mekayim this mitzvah of Yahavtuecha Kamoicha, he is doing a taiva for himself and for the entire world. And the opposite is k'she mevatel mitzvah saseizu, if the person is mevatel this mitzvah. V'oiv ha'loi sese shel Torah d'loi sisna, he's oiv ha'loi sisna. And I was explaining this in Shul on Shabbos, so I brought from the Bali Musa, the famous marshal, that Chavetz Chaim, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, all the tzaddikim bring, of people are sitting in a rowboat, and there's this long rowboat, and there's a guy sitting on the edge of the rowboat, and they all paid to be able to come onto this boat, and the guy that's at the end of the boat is digging a hole under his seat. So the other people start to scream, are you out of your mind? And he says, listen, I rented my seat. This has nothing to do with you. I'm not bothering you at all. So what are you starting up with me? This is my chair. So the stupidity of that is that you can't separate your spot from our spots. And if there's a hole, if that place of your of you in the boat, if that place is missing, is empty, is broken, and the water starts to come in. So, like they say, that we're in this boat together. There's no such thing that you're in the boat and we're in the boat. So if you make a hole over here, it's not separated from the rest of the boat. So the damage that one causes by the Aveira of Leisisna is not just that he's hurting that other person that he hates. Or it's not only that he's hurting himself because he's filled with hatred. He's making a hole on the bottom of the boat. Is affecting the entire Mitzvah of Am Yisrael. The Rebbe explains, V'hainu al pi bir maimer hilal haniskel el, she'en muven gam ken loma bir mitzvah esei zu b'in ha'shlila, ma'desni'alach l'chavr chalei sa'avid. Remember when the guy came to convert to Hillel? And he says, well, I'm 1 foot key. So he says to him, what you hate, ma'desni'alach, what you hate being done to you, don't do to anybody else. So the Tzemach Tzedek asks, like the other Mepharshim are asking, why is it that Hillel said this in a way that is shlila? In other words, why didn't he just say v'le'omalei ha'hein shabah ha'nigla mipshat ha'kosuf ki de'kitirgim inklus u'unklus k'tirach me'lechavach ha'kavosai? Why didn't he just say the pasuk v'ahavtarach ha'kamoichah, the way Targum translates, just say in a positive way. Hillel should have told the Ger that you loving another Jew, that's called Tarkula. Why did he begin by saying that what you hate, what you hate happening to you, that someone should do to you, don't do to anybody else? Why did he begin in that way? Just get to the point and say, The inyan ki dvar of Eila, the inyan is that these words of Hillel, who perish mitzvahs v'ahavta l'racha kamaycha b'inyan amayk, is a very deep explanation of the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'racha kamaycha. Tahaynu kamay shei, again, we're going to come back to this much, much more by Riches. He said, Tahaynu kamay shein odim raya chayv la'atzmai. Chazal say that a person cannot see anything wrong with himself. Now, let me ask you, before we go to the next couple of words. Chazal say, Ein adam raya chayv la'atzmai, which, by the way, is nagei la'halacha. The Gemara says, Kol mum adam raya chutz mi mum ha'atzmai. We're talking about mumun. The person, let's say, is a, whether the person, the b'chor, whatever, is a balmum. If he's a balmum, so he can't determine that on himself. Or a person can't be the one, even if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to decide whether his nega is a nega or it's not a nega. Why? Because kol mumim adam roya chutz mi mumei atzmai. Because a person is able to see other, the blemishes, the injuries, the damage of other people, but he can't see his own. And the klal is what the Tzemach Tzedek says, Ein adam roya chayv la'atzmai. A person doesn't see anything wrong with himself. So, Chav, I'm asking you here. You don't see anything wrong with yourself. I don't see anything wrong with you, but you see wrong with yourself. David, we all see wrong with ourselves. If we had to take out a piece of paper and we had to write down our own faults, each one of us would have. We're not delusional. Elocha people, honest people. We might miss one or two of the worst ones. But otherwise, it would be a nice the page of people. This chesana, that chesana. Insane. This avera, that avera, chesana. It could be just the opposite. It could be with mitzvahs. We'd have a hard time. It would be hard. But Chazal say, Ein adam roya chayv la'atzmai. A person does not see chayv la'atzmai. He doesn't see what's wrong with himself. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains, Ein ha-peirush she'en yodea klal chayv ha'isav. The pshat, that doesn't mean that you don't know your chesroinus. An honest, intelligent person knows what his chesroinus are. Again, he might be missing some of them, but he knows what his chesroinus are. He knows what they are. So the Rebbe explains, Ein ha-perish and yedea klal chayvayisav. The pshat is not, doesn't mean he doesn't know what's wrong with himself. Adarabba, yuchal liray salahavin heitev, fakir. He knows better than anybody. Amkus p'chisus, how the depths of his p'chisus, of his lowness. Yoyisim ariyah zulose olav, more than any other person. His mother doesn't see any chayvus in him, but that he sees in himself, he sees better than anybody else what's wrong with himself. So what does it mean, ein adam roya chayv la'atzmai? He says, sharei zulosa ein roya el-leinayim. You see your faults better than anybody else, because the other person can only see you with his eyes. V'u'yir l'leivav, but you're able to measure yourself and to see yourself with your heart, and your heart knows. Each person knows maris nafsha, the bitterness of his own life, of his own mistakes. Everybody knows that. The other person, you could fool him, you could look a certain way, but you yourself know. So the Rebbe says that's not the pshat, that you don't know. A normal person knows his chesroinus. This is what the Rebbe says. This is mamish. This is the oimek hapshat. El hakavona. The meaning of this is she'en ha'chayv toifes mokim es lo klal l'spol mizeh. You hear what the Tzemach Tzedek says? What is he saying? That she'en ha'toifes mokim klal l'spol. What does that mean? He's not l'spol from it. Ein ha'chayv toifes mokim es lo. It doesn't take up any space in him. And he's not l'spol mizeh. It doesn't shake him up. It doesn't affect the feelings that he has for himself. It doesn't mean that he's not going to be the first guy in line like, you know, to push ahead of the other guys to get you know, the ice cream or something. And you could ask him, you could say, one second, you know that you have a million chesronos. What? Why do you think you deserve to get the ice cream before the other guy? He's not nispal from either. From all of his chesronos, he's not nispal. There's a mile to that, otherwise we wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. We wouldn't be able to open our mouth to daf. It's ki'ilu. He knows what his faults are. But it's ki'ilu, he doesn't know. The reason for this strange phenomenon is this, that because the person has such great love for himself, and the ones who say they hate themselves are the ones that were most in love. That's not a discussion for now. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to announce how much he hates himself. Because of the great love that he has for himself, Al kol pishov shiyadei bedaito techas ahava. He's bringing the pasuk al kol pishov techas ahava, that when you love somebody in the deepest way, that love covers up the sins. Al kol pishov techas ahava means that intellectually you know the faults, the mistakes, you know the sins. The ahava is so great. A klaus al kol pishov techas ahava. Ahava, love, has the power to cause a person not to intellectually overlook his faults and his chesronos, but to be able to continue on ki'ilu it didn't happen. Ki'ilu is not toivus amok in etzlo. It doesn't take up any space inside of him. He's not nispol from it. It doesn't knock him out. It doesn't set him back. As it is with every makif, that there are certain things that a person might know, but the fact that he knows that doesn't change anything. Like the Alter Rebbe always brings, right? Like the Ganav, the Gemara says, the Ganav, while he's going down to steal in the basement, he's creeping around to steal something, he screams out, Baruch Shalom, help me, I shouldn't get caught. So the guy believes in Hashem, but his belief in Hashem, he's not nispal from his belief in Hashem. When the Rebbe Zushi said Moida Ani Lefanecha, so he couldn't move because he said Moida Ani, me, Lefanecha Hashem. We say Moida Ani Lefanecha, we could be stretching, could be slamming the alarm clock. Moida Ani Lefanecha, boom, and we could be cursing. I can't believe I got to get up. Melech Chai V'Kai, and we're not nispal at all from Melech Chai V'Kai. When the Rebbe Zushi said Melech Chai V'Kai, he started to shake. He couldn't do anything. He was nispol from it. The Ganav is climbing around and he's stealing things. He says, Rabbi Shalom, help me, I shouldn't get caught. So you say to him, Rabbi Shalom, you're talking to Rabbi Shalom, you believe in him. So what do you think, I'm a kaifer? Of course I'm going to Rabbi Shalom. But Rabbi Shalom told you not to steal. He's not nispol from his amunah. His amunah doesn't shake him. His amunah doesn't change him. His amunah doesn't affect him. There are things that we know, and despite the fact that we know them, since that knowledge is in a way of a makif, it hovers and surrounds, it doesn't penetrate, it doesn't infiltrate into the core, into the essence. As a result of that, it doesn't affect the midas. It doesn't affect my behavior. It doesn't affect my emotions. So you could know a million bad things about yourself, and you come to shul, and someone is sitting in your chair, and you go, that's my Malkum Kavua. The 300 other chairs. He took his Malkum Kavua. And you could say to him, listen, Rabbi, don't you know the chesronos that you have? Like I said, there was once, I was in Bar Park, you have to, with the driving, there's a lot of strange things that happen over there. So there was a mice that I started to pull out of a spot. This was like 25 years ago. I started to pull out of a spot. And I didn't see, sometimes in the side, whatever, I didn't see. And there was a yid that was coming, and he had to swerve out of it. And everything was okay, but he got very angry. So he comes out of the car, and he starts screaming and yelling at me, and I'm looking at him. I saw you scream, what are you acting like that? You look like you want to kill me. So he said, how can you do that? How can you do that? What do you think this is? What he could hear you? So I said, I just said to him,
Well, you never pulled out like that.
That happened to you. You pulled out. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I missed it. Nothing. Back in those days, they didn't have two mirrors. It was just one mirror. You know what I mean? I didn't see the guy. No. So what should I do? So I asked, what are you screaming like that? I asked, what's the matter with you? You never ever did such a thing. You never ever pulled out a little bit, and this guy had. That's how it is in the world. So you have the same chesaron that I have. You're also not so good at pulling out. You have the same chesaron that I have. So what do you? The Torah says that when he does it, he's not as spoiled as me at all. He's only spoiled when I do it. He's not spoiled when he does that. This is for married men. If you make a cheshbon of how many times you're spoiled from something that you don't like that your wife did, if you would keep a cheshbon of how many times you do that, you wouldn't be able to stand yourself. But we're not spoiled from that. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Why? He says, toifsim mokim klal lispoil mizeh. Not toifsim mokim at all. Lispoil mizeh. Klal not nispoil. Vizel shen roya chayv la'atzmai. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek explains means, that a person doesn't see a chayv la'atzmai. He doesn't see his faults. Shen nishkav in his batel bi ahava rabba. Because his faults, he knows his faults, but they're all bottled in the great love. Hamachasa al kol hapshoim bebchinas makif, that have a way of covering all of his faults, all of his sins, like this encompassing, surrounding film, a wall. He doesn't pay attention to his faults. He's not nispoil from them. Forget, everybody knows that the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that when you see something in another person, generally, not always, and this needs itself a long discussion, but I think you've heard that the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that when you see something in another person that you can't stand, it's a siman that that's something which is wrong with you. That every other person is a mirror of yourself. So there's something that you don't like in the other person, the Baal Shem is talking to you through that other person. Now, I'm saying this requires more explanation, because then you're going to start getting all worried and nervous about it. It needs to be discussed more. But there is just an Indian. So it means you're looking at the other person. I remember once, even in Gashmias, I'm going to tell you something, it's embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you, even in Gashmias, a long, long time ago, I was sitting in a Salvechik Shia, and I sat on that side of the room, and there was a guy that sat over there, and I was watching the Rav, and I was looking at the Rav. And this guy was on the other side of the Rav. And this guy is working on his ear. He's trying to get like to the other side for the whole Shia. You know what I mean? He's like working on it. And I was going out of my kelim. I didn't know what to do. So I tried this. And every time, how you then he started. But I had to look at the road. I was talking. I see this guy was going working over there. And I was going crazy. I don't know. For some reason, that day, I don't know. I couldn't take him. Maybe he was doing it the whole year, but that day it was making me crazy. And I'm sitting there looking. And then I start to like get obsessed. You know, I was obsessing with this. And I'm looking at the guy, and then I realized I was doing the same thing. Like, I'm watching this guy, and I'm doing the same thing. So how come I'm so nispoiled from him, and I'm not nispoiled from me? There's no favor in scratching you. But how come it's on the most basic Gashmias level? It's not Teufis Amokim Etzli. It's Bechlad doesn't take up any space by a person, but he himself is Isaac. So at the moment that he's guilty of the same thing, he could be looking critically at another person who's doing that. And he, Bechlal doesn't see it. Bechlal doesn't see it. But parents, you have coming down hard on kids. And if the kid was able to and was allowed to articulate his feelings, which the kid usually can't do that, he would say, Daddy, you taught me that. You're my Rebbe and bade me this. You're my Rebbe in bad meanings. I learned everything I know from you. How did you get the teacher said that you were mechutzah? You're my Rebbe in chutzpah. Now you're my Rebbe in chutzpah. I learned everything I know from you. And the father can't see bechlal. He doesn't know how he has a kid that's a mechutzah. The kid grew up surrounded with chutzpah. And it's not always like that, but very often that's how it is. And the father doesn't see. He's not in his ball from his own chutzpah. The mother is sitting there. She knows the mother. And if he gives her one look and she's not supporting him, then she's also going to be sent out. She's also in trouble. He's bechalal not nispol from his chutzpah. He's not nispol from his bad midas at all. But if you get this guy on the couch in the therapist's office, and there's a moment of truth, he'll say, "No, I understand. I understand that I have a problem a little bit with arrogance. I understand. I understand." And then he says, "You know, this of course comes from my father. My father was arrogant, so I'm arrogant." But at Bishas Maisi, he doesn't pay attention to it. He's not nispol from it at all. It's a makif. It's bottle in the ahava that the person has for himself. It's bottle. So now here's the problem, and this explains why Hillel HaZaken said it in such a way. He's like this. Now when somebody else notices your fault, your friend points out, hey, you know, he points out like something wrong with you. Somebody else points out something wrong with you. When the other guy points out your fault, the Yavan Isai, and the other guy understands your faults, Yirgas Ma'ay, you get very angry. Yirgas Ma'ay. Alpha Bishya Debas, Misha Emesu. Even though you know that what the guy is saying is true. Vahain Lufisha Iker Roigzai, Einal Etzim Hapchisis, Shechaveru Medamish Sheker. The anger is not because the guy said a lie, the other guy said a lie about you. That's just the opposite. You know that what that guy is complaining to you about, that you acted a certain way, you have a problem, you know that it's emes. It's true. What bothers you is, I know what's wrong with me, but I'm not nispol from it, because I love myself. What hurts me is, so you also know what's wrong with me, but who you're bebechinas yesh v'hispailas, but you're nispol from what's wrong with me, that means you don't love me. If you really, really love me, the way that I love myself, you wouldn't be nispol, you wouldn't take note, it wouldn't be toifis amokim by you. The fact that you're pointing out my fault means you're nispol from my fault. I also know my fault. You know my fault. Why does that bother you? Why are you nispol from it? Why b'chlal are you worked up about it? The teretz is because you don't love me the way that I love myself. When you know something that's wrong with yourself, the ahava is mechasa. The love washes it over, covers it up. V'yigaz al chaveiro, and you're angry at your friend, that your friend uncovered this, reminded you of this, brought this thing out. You covered this thing with love, with self-love. You covered this fault of yours with self-love, so you're not nispol from it. And that guy went ahead and he took the cover off. I can't believe you did that. I was enjoying this denial. I was enjoying this state of delusion, of being in this state of hakol psharim techas ahava, kilo everything is fine, kilo I don't have these problems, and then you went ahead and you took off the cover. Mitoch hester v'kisui ahava shahoyse mechaselav. V'lo hayinir klal. I wasn't paying any attention to this fault of mine. I wasn't nispol from it. I was not making any effort to correct this, to fix this at all. Didn't bother me. I wasn't thinking about it. I'm going through the whole Archas Tzadikim, the whole Mesiz Hashem, the whole Chavis Levavis, and I think it's talking about other people. Like there's a famous Meiser with the Rebbe Zalman Meltzer. The Reb Sholem Shvadron, Zech Hatzag Levrach, Reb Sholem in Shul, in Shari Chesed, so between Min Chamar, he would give some Musa. And there was a woman who came to speak to Absalom one day, and explained to Absalom that her husband is treating her in a way that's not nice, and maybe the Absalom could bring it up in the Musa Shmuz, because the husband is by Mincha Ma'ariv every day. So Absalom said sure. So the next day, You never heard of Psalm Shlomo? I don't know if you heard. Maybe a tape. I used to, many times I saw him. Here's something. So the next day, between Chaim and Reb Shalom starts to talk about husband, how a husband should treat a wife. And that happens that Reb Yisrael Zalman came into Daven Mincha. Reb Yisrael Zalman also came to Daven Mincha. And Reb Shalom is talking. And the whole time Reb Shalom is talking, Reb Yisrael Zalman is sobbing like a baby. The Yid who's abusing his wife, is sitting there like, you know, enjoying his smooth. This is such a... Because Reb Shalom was, you know, was good. And Reb Yisrael Zalman is crying. And after the shmuz, Reb Yisrael Zalman walks over to Reb Shalom and says, Reb Shalom, I'm going to try hard, I'll work at it. And we know Reb Yisrael Zalman's Rebbe, him and his Rebbe was like an Eden Mikah, the Mamash. And Reb Yisrael Zalman's crying, I'll work on Reb Shalom, I'll work like, he thought maybe his Rebbe someone told Reb Shalom. The other guy, the same thing, Gewaldige Shmuz. It's an amazing thing. Ad Kedei Kach. And we do this all the time. All the time. I was enjoying being oblivious to this. Again, I know it intellectually, but I'll call some chas ahava. I was enjoying this state of delusion, and then you came along, and you had to take off my cover, and you had to make it into a yesh. I had it like in a place of ayin, like it doesn't exist, and you took that and you made it into this yesh. And you made it like something that's like needs to be taken care of, and it's ugly and it's bad. So he's angry. That's what the Hillel Zakum was telling the Ger. You don't like, you hate when someone else is megala your chayv, uncovers and reveals what's missing in you, what's wrong with you. Then don't do that to somebody else. You don't like when someone does that to you. You don't like that person was missing a hava, and he was nispoled from what's wrong with you, because he didn't love you so much, and therefore he's nispoled from what's wrong with you. You don't like that. So then don't do that to anyone else. Shalei tira chayvaysav upshav. Shalei tara, I don't know. Don't show or don't see the other person's problems, his chayvis, his pshav. Both in things of this world, between one person and another, you don't like the way this person davens, it bothers you that he's not learning. You're sitting the whole seder getting upset about how the guy's not learning, but you're not learning because you're upset the whole time. You're not concentrating on your learning because you're upset that he's not learning. The guy walks in late to seder, bothers you, he walks in late. So you spend the next hour thinking about how this guy bothers you that he's late. So you're not learning. You shouldn't make the other person, what the other person is missing, into a yesh v'dovama, into something. Don't take off the cover, don't make it into something. Even though you know of it. Even though you know of it. Again, the person knows his own faults, and you, his friend, you might know some of his faults as well. That's an intellectual awareness. But don't make it into a dover yesh, into ma. Don't be despoiled. The same way that one's love, that the love of oneself is so strong that it covers up the chayv. That when a person is in the place of ahava for another person, for another Jew, the ahava is so strong, it's so great, till it covers the other person's pshayim. That means you know it, but you're not disposed from it. You go on being his friend. Not the nusach that you hear so often. If that person could do that to me, what was it like, you know? If that person could do it to me, then I can't have any shaychus there. Again, you did the same thing to 1,000 other people. You seem to have a very good shaychus with yourself. You get along very well with yourself. I'll call Psham to Chazahav. The Ahav has to be so great. Actually, the Chazahav Psham, till it covers the Psham. Till it teniach oisim and ha'yidiyah, lovelis, bailis, b'midis. You might know that person's faults, but you don't allow it to... You don't allow it to make its way down into the midas, that you should be nispoiled from that person's faults, that it should change your ahava for him, that it should change your way of dealing with him. Like there's so many stories like that from the Satmar Rav, that his biggest enemies and from Rav Kook, these tzaddikim, in many ways they were different in their shittas, you know. But in terms of the midas, all the enemies of the Satmar Rav used to come to him to ask for money. The people who were writing, there was a famous one that was writing the most horrible, horrible articles in I don't know if it was Haaretz or Ma'ariv, one of the Israeli newspapers. He was Meshigah with the Satmar Rav, writing the most horrible articles. And he was having a hard time. He needed an operation for his kid in New York. And he didn't have any insurance. He came to New York and he didn't know what to do. And they told him, you know, the Satmar Rebbe helps people with money. So he's thinking, how am I going to go to the Satmar Rebbe? I spent the last 20 years writing the most disgusting articles about the Satmar Rebbe. I should go for money. But he didn't have a brayer. So he went to the Satmar Rebbe and he told him about his child and he gave the name, whatever. And the Satmar Rebbe gave him chizik. And he was becoming not religious. The Satmar Rebbe gave him chizik and gave him a very, very nice amount of money to help towards the operation. Said the safe, I think it was in those years. It was $10,000 he needed, and he gave the Satmar Rebbe $5,000 on the spot. In those years. The Yid walks out, he couldn't believe it. And the Gabi comes running in, and when the Yid is running out, the Gabi comes running in and says, Rebbe, you know who that Jew was? He said, he told me his name was so and so. He said, That's the one that writes all the articles against you. So he says, that's him? Go get him quickly. So the Gabi was excited. Yeah, it was good. The Gabi ran out and he got this Jew, and the Jew figured, oh, this is it. I got caught. And he brought him back into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave him another $5,000, gave him the whole amount of money. Generally, the Rebbe didn't give the whole thing because he wanted the person to take a responsibility, but he gave him now the whole thing. And the Rebbe said to him, I don't want you to think that Chalila has anything with you because of what you wrote against me. Just like that. Same with Rav Kook. All of his biggest sonim, they ended up coming to him to get visas, to get papers, to get passports, to intercede with the British, to get the guy out of jail. All of the kanoim that were in jail all the time. Who was the one that was going after to bring him out of jail, Rav Kook? Chalal wasn't Teufis Makanes. Akop Shon Techas Ahav. Just one more sentence. When you have a tremendous love for a longing for your friend of love, even though the person does things against you, terrible things against you, it's not going to be taifas amokim. I've dealt with people in marriages where it's horrible. There are women who are being for years, 20, 30 years abused. And I don't say, how did he stay with this person for a minute? A kol pshon techas ahava. It's unbelievable. Ubetelem neged ahava rabba, mayim rabbim, lo yuchlu lechabes sahab. All the mayim rabbim of all the abuse and all the problems and all the difficulties that person causes you, the mayim rabbim, lo yuchlu lechabes, cannot extinguish the ahava, the love. Do you such an Indian? That a person is not this spoiled. Because in the situation of abuse, you should be in this spoiled. It's unhealthy. You should get away from the guy. I'm not using that part of the motion. But al kol pshon techas ahava, that a person can do that. To be mechazik de ahava. Now, how to do that and how we can come to such a madreig. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll just finish learning the pshat. And Mitzvah Shem, by next week, we'll be able to start to learn more being.